Dr. Flores, thank you for joining me.
Thank you for having me.
How would you describe the agricultural sector in the region?
In Latin America and the Caribbean, family farming is the most important food production system, and it accounts for over 80% of farming systems, and it produces, in some cases, over 60% of the total production in agricultural land, and approximately 70% of the rural employment. So it is socially and economically very, very important, and that is agricultural farming. On top of the fact that, you know, the big industry, agriculture, produces enough food for feeding many, many other countries outside the region.
And what does this mean for small-scale and family farmers?
Well, it means that their livelihoods are very much dependent on what they produce. If we take into account that many, many millions of families depend very much on family farming, which, by the way, not only includes vegetable production, but also other sectors such as livestock and fish farming and forest, it all comprises family agriculture.
And what are the main challenges facing these farmers?
There are some common challenges that they have to face, and these include access to resources, in some cases land, water, access to capital for production, access to markets outside their communities. And in this regard, I think extension services, which are provided or are supposed to be provided by the government, in many cases have been shortened due to economic constraints, but it is very important for governments to stimulate, to educate, and to form a new extension people so that they reach out to small farmers and they accompany their production systems and their organizations. Also, this latter factor is very important as well. Organization of small farmers is extremely important so that they can have a better position in markets, negotiation, and also to take advantage of economies of scale. So organization and also, again, access to several services and products, including, of course, technical assistance.
What do governments need to do?
Even institutionally, there have been some major changes in the institutional structure in their governments, so that family agriculture is a visible part of the organic structure of government now, which is a very important step. But there are still many challenges that governments have to face, and some of them include, again, the expansion and adequacy of extension services, the universal coverage, also to provide means of capital, means so that small farmers can have access to production capital, since nowadays, because they're poor and they lack assets, it's very difficult for them to access insurance or capital or credit. So these are some of the challenges that they have to face. And also, as far as public policies are concerned regarding family agriculture, there has to be a sort of wider, more holistic view, multisectoral view, because family agriculture doesn't only deal with vegetable production, but also other sectors, because family agriculture produces within the same property, the same plot of land. They produce, in many cases, fish, livestock, vegetables, and forest resources. So this multi-sectoral view has to be reflected in policies as well.
Dr. Flores, thank you for joining me.
Thank you.